Section B. How should we stay safe?
Section B. Activity 1B. Read the story and find out how the fire started.
A cooking accident. James lived in the city with his friend Alan. It was their first time living away from their families, and they enjoyed learning how to do many things themselves. One Saturday, James decided to make fried chicken. First, he poured oil into a pan. Then he turned on the stove and left the oil to heat while he prepared the chicken. Just then, he heard the front door open, followed by the sound of Alan singing.
Guess what?
Alan called out happily.
We won!
No way!
James followed him into the living room. He wanted to hear all about the football game. Suddenly, Alan stopped talking and looked up.
Hey, do you smell something burning?
Oh no!
They both rushed back into the kitchen. The pan was on fire. Large flames were jumping into the air. In a panic, James turned off the stove at once, but he was so close to the pan that a flame jumped onto his shirt. James cried out and threw himself to the floor. He put out the fire by rolling on the ground, but the pan was still burning.
Get water! Quick!
He shouted. Alan was about to do so when he stopped short. Thanks to the first aid and safety classes he took at school, he knew that water could make oil fires much worse. Instead, he rushed to get the fire extinguisher. In seconds, the fire in the burning pan was put out.
Are you okay?
Alan asked his friend.
I think so,
James said. It was lucky that his shirt wasn't too thin. His arm was red, but it didn't hurt very much.
Maybe we should eat out tonight,
James said as he ran cool water over his arm.
Sure, we could do that. What do you want?
Anything but fried chicken,
he said sadly.